We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. You're halfway to the weekend and I love it. My name is Edgar. Good morning, Brian.
What's happening, y'all?
There it is, everybody.
Wednesday horns.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing, but it's going to be from now on.
Absolutely, bro. It totally flows nicely. Wednesday
right?
horns.
Wednesday horns. I'm a king of branding.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, Tamara. Hit us up on the phones and text 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up?
Getting ready for the Amp Mini Mix. Yo, what is up with my voice right now? Do you guys hear that? Yeah. I'm like talking full blown, full speed, and it's little by little trying to get away from me.
Uh-oh.
Is this Dodgers excitement? Were you screaming at your house and in your backyard in the suburbs because it's so silent and you felt like you needed to start the party? Was that it?
That's exactly it.
You need some of these.
Nah, man. We had my brother's family over this weekend and like his entire family's sick.
I had no idea.
They just come over like, thanks for inviting us over.
Hugs, shaking hands.
You're like cringing as you just see like the germs in the air floating around.
They're going after like my daughter, Ariela. Oh, Ariela, kiss, un beso, un beso. We're like, no. But yeah, you don't want to be that parent that just like wants to put your kid in a bubble and whatnot. So anyways, I'm glad I'm the one that has, if anything, that's getting something out of it instead of my daughter. So what is that? Is that me?
What's that?
Yeah, just some coughing sound effects I found. I just typed in coughing.
Coughing Wednesday. Oh, man. Hey, FYI, though. Pretty shocking here, guys. It looks like we're going to be getting some rain today.
Yes. I had some last night, man. I woke up
really?
And like, yeah, my car was covered in water, and then I could tell it rained because that's when your car gets the dirtiest for some crazy reason. I don't know if it's all smog that's just now been just plastered all over my car, but it looked gross.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely for this afternoon commute for you, 80% chance of rain going down, and that will be sunny tomorrow, and then we're just going to be in the 70s. It's going to be absolutely beautiful for the rest of the week, so enjoy that situation right there. Also, a lot of people got an Instagram cleanse without asking for one. Instagram went down overnight. And people were freaking out, mostly on the East Coast and in Europe and so on and so forth. But it was funny to see everybody on Twitter. Like, they immediately went to Twitter and were like, yo, is your Instagram down? And everybody's like responding to it, making the hashtag Instagram down on Twitter be the trending, number one trending topic on Twitter overnight.
You know what? That makes sense because I woke up this morning. I put up a Instagram post at like 9 p.m. before I went to bed. And I woke up this morning and I was like, that's all the likes I got? I must have been a good post.
It's hilarious you noticed.
Chelsea's mad depressed this morning. What is wrong with me?
I was like, man, I'm really going downhill.
Guys, I can't come into work. I need to reevaluate my life.
This is going poorly. You know what's funny, though? I bet for a lot of people, like, they just almost lost their livelihood. Like, Instagram is kind of the, out of all the social media platforms, that's when we have Instagram models and people who just invest all of their effort into Instagram.
Yeah.
Where we're just one Instagram server crash away they can't figure out. So just wiping most of the Jenner's net worth out.
And how they're making all their money. Which is
exactly,
crazy.
Right?
That's scary.
So for a few hours, the unemployment rate just shot
seriously.
Up.
Oh, no, what are we going to do?
In the world, right? I do want to send a special shout out right now to Jason Myung. He's a teacher over at Franklin High School. He was complaining yesterday because his friend is Rudy Garavito, who's my friend. I tell you guys stories about my boy Rudy all the time. Huge Dodger fan. He was like, yo, man, you're always on the radio. Edgar's always talking about you. So Rudy's like, hey, Edgar, can you give my boy a shout out? He wants to hear his name on the radio, too.
Oh.
He's like, so there you go, Jason. Thank you for listening to us, bro.
Anyone who's my friend from the University of Laverne, suck it. You ain't getting a shout out. Or do something worthwhile. Kidding, Steve.
Steve.
And John and Dante and Brianna. Psych. All right.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. So two shocking news that I'm about to break on you right now. One is someone from your childhood will be resurrected.
Whoa.
And number two, we're going to get some rain in SoCal today, all right? 80% chance of rain for this afternoon for your drive. So just do like a half day at work and then turn around, go back home before the rain hits. Because honestly, it's too risky to drive up in these SoCal freeways when it rains. Everybody freaks out. That's the reality, bro.
And it's they're covered in like, you know, smog and oil and disgustingness. Like, you got to let that the water like wash it off first. And there's no chill in the rain down here. When it rains, it decides to really rain.
Yeah, it's the first rain that always brings out the worst in the roads, for sure. All right. The second one in regards to being resurrected, I'm talking about Jeffrey the Giraffe from Toys R Us is being planned on getting resurrected, everybody.
I don't want to grow up on Toys R Us. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
So there you go right there. Toys R Us has announced it will be making a comeback, followed by Amazon's laughing emoji.
I was going to say. Right? It doesn't really change anything with Amazon, though. I mean,
yeah.
I wonder how they're planning on making it different, you know?
Is it all online sales now?
So, really, they haven't given any details on how they're going to do their comeback, but this is basically the nugget of the story. The Toys R Us group said in a bankruptcy court filing yesterday that it's scrapping an auction that they were going to have to kind of sell off different assets that Toys R Us still has. And they got plenty of qualified bids, but they see a bigger return on investment just planning a comeback for the brand and figuring out a new way to be able to win, not just Toys R Us, but also Babies R Us. So I don't know, man. It kind of seems to me like that mom and pop furniture store by your house that is always having a going out of business sale for the last 10 years.
80% off. That's not even, that doesn't even make sense.
So I don't know, man. I'm kind of stoked about this, though.
I'm excited because
I really am.
My problem is, and I had a bunch of times, like, I think like two or three times this year, I had birthday parties I had to go to for kids. And the thing, Amazon's great, but like I'm bad at planning ahead. I'm a procrastinator. I do things last minute.
Last minute shopping.
It was an issue for me because there's nowhere around here besides Target.
Los Angeles Street, get some toys.
I was struggling. Like, it was really an issue.
Chelsea's rolling up to a 7-Eleven. Where's your toy section?
Do you guys have squirt guns?
CVS?
Which, by the way, CVS does have toys. I wonder how much money it's going to take for Jeff Bezos from Amazon to make before he can fill the hole where his heart should be and he can stop putting these stores out of business and start working with them.
Oh, damn.
No, I'm serious. It's like, I get it, man. You're like a trillionaire now. You're taking, like, In Jeff Bezos' world, we never leave our house. We just play Fortnite and order food. I don't understand why. Mm-hmm. Like, I get that you're making a thing convenience, but you can work with the stores. Like, you can partner with Toys R Us, where when you order something from Amazon, from Toys R Us, just make them the middle. Like, Amazon's just negotiating the deal, but instead they just want to stomp everybody out. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully Toys R Us does make that comeback, because I'm excited about that. All right, the damn he dumb story of the day brought to you by Brian.
Damn he dumb.
Break it down, man. What happened now?
This one hits close to home because I fly a lot, doing stand-up and visiting my girlfriend in Atlanta. And there's one type of passenger. Well, there's a lot of passengers I hate, let me be honest. I hate most of them. But one that really drives me crazy is the health nut that refuses to just take a day off of working out. It's not only because it's disrespectful, like, to everyone in the airport, but, dude, take a cheat day. It's weird. Like, you'll see these people. I saw a lady the other day roll out a yoga mat.
Nice.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
That's a lie.
Chelsea, you love yoga. Would you do something like that?
Never.
You're on vacation, man. Just like, and also,
hey, I'm not the one that did yoga.
You're trying to do yoga.
I'm just asking.
I love airport food, so I always am like, you know, that's what I'm doing.
It's your excuse to get a bunch of drinks and eat a giant hamburger, right? Or people doing lunges. Well, this dude on a flight to Boston decided that he hadn't done enough upper body shoulders day, so he just started doing pull-ups in his aisle on the overhead bin and just started doing pull-ups. Like, nonstop, and would not stop doing pull-ups. Would not stop, like, so extreme, to the point at which the flight to Boston he was on had to divert and land in Kansas City, Missouri, so they could get this drunk moron doing pull-ups off an airplane.
Depending on which way he was facing, can you imagine being the person sitting right next to him?
It doesn't matter which way he's facing, I feel like.
It's either
someone's so getting the crotch, man.
I know.
You're getting this crotch going up and down next to you, or his booty going up and down next to you. And then he's probably like doing grunt noises, because he's probably that one guy at the gym, you know what I'm saying, that needs to be loud and obnoxious. It's just so wrong. Like, why did he need to do it? I read into the story, allegedly, you know, he was a little intoxicated.
Hammered.
So that usually helps out, but definitely hilarious, man.
If you're that extra where you need to do pull-ups on an airplane when you're drunk, you're that kind of bro that makes all the noises. Like, every time you pick up a boy, you're like, nah! Whoa, look at He-Man over there with the free weights.
And that was just him, like, opening the bathroom door.
Exactly. Yes. He's drying off after the gym.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Ready for some Dodger baseball tomorrow, baby. Versus Whoa. Atlanta here at Chavez Ravine. It's going down. Definitely want to read this text message right now. Came in from the 909. Unfortunately, our caller ID on our text message platform doesn't say names, but it's from the 909. It says, "Hi, Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. I just wanted to say that your show means so much to me. This year, I've been going through a rough patch, but listening to your show every morning puts a smile on my face. Mm-hmm. Also, you guys have been nothing but nice to me on Instagram. Thank you for all that you do and for being cool people in our community." First of all, thank you for reaching out and texting us at 877-971-HITS. And want to encourage you to continue keeping your head up. Don't give up. The best is yet to come in your life. And we want to take this time, since you're thanking us, we want to thank you that listen to us every morning. You know, we're a brand new show. You know what I'm saying? We've been on maybe like 6 months or something like that. And it's thanks to you that we get to live out our dream every morning. So just want to take a time for a quick second. Just be like, honestly, we're here for each other. Mm-hmm. We're a family. And if you ever want to invite us over for a carne asada, yes, you can use that same text line, 877-971-HITS, or quinceañeras, yes, or weddings,
we'll be
house
there.
Parties, divorce parties. Those are real lit.
Been through it. They're fun. More fun.
Right, Brian?
I'd like to
so
thank you
so much.
I'd like to thank you for setting the bar for what's funny low enough where we can crush it every morning. Yes!
Absolutely, right? Always try to do our best. Coming up next, inside the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
Nicki Minaj. Minaj is opening up about her experience with domestic violence. Mm. I'll tell you all about it coming up next at 6:48.
97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
So Nicki Minaj is opening up about her experience with domestic violence in her new documentary, Queen. Now, she shared a clip, a little teaser, in which she gets super emotional talking about her childhood and what it was like growing up with an abusive father.
I remember when my mother would let my father be violent with her. Maybe some people would describe me as abrasive or bitchy or whatever, because I vowed from that age, no man would ever abuse me, treat me like that. And then all of a sudden, that was my life.
Is she talking about that her relationship with Safari?
No, so she didn't disclose the man's name, who she was in a toxic relationship with at all. She just said that basically the abuse robbed her of any motivation to make music. But when she was talking about it, she said it was right before making this album Queen, which makes it was a recent thing. So it's not clear. But here's her talking about that relationship a little bit more.
Who was I going to inspire when I had nothing in me to give? I let one human being make me so low that, like, I didn't even remember who I was. I was scared to get in the studio. Like, I didn't believe in myself.
Mm. Wow.
But 2 hours after Minaj actually released those teasers, Meek Mill, her ex, actually posted this post on social media that basically said this. It said, "When cornered, they'll lash out by claiming they're the real victim. Their story will detail your drinking problems, depression, jealousy, low self-esteem, financial woes, etc., thereby gaining the sympathy of their fan club. Meanwhile, you will be isolated and confused while this aggressive campaign transpires."
Wow.
There's a lot to unpack there, because she's had like those stories when she tried to, like, Safari came out, the rapper that she was with before, and said that she cut him with a knife. Like, she's been involved in physical relationships before. So it's kind of one of those things where, I don't know, I don't want to, like, she's clearly got an experience and a story from her childhood and relating it to now too. But I also, it's kind of like, take inventory on yourself and be careful, because maybe the thing is, you're engaging in a lot of the same behaviors that you grew up around, and it's not, there's two people in this situation, and I think, like, for Meek Mill, it's like, yo, are you pointing a finger at me when we both know you put your hands on people, too? Mm-hmm.
I think, bottom line, though, this domestic violence chain that unfortunately is continuing in her life now, right, after seeing it with her mother and her father, I think either way, man, I think it's a chain that is very difficult to break, but necessary for it to be broken.
Right?
And a lot of people that are listening have gone through that. And I hope you feel encouraged and motivated to break that chain, because your kids are going to see that in your life, and so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Side note, in regards to Meek Mill, it was just announced that Cardi B and Meek Mill are going to be working on a song together.
Yeah. Or did you, or was it a whole album or just a song?
I don't know. They haven't given out too many details. We're definitely going to be working together. And people are saying like, yo, how's Nicki going to react to that? Obviously,
good,
Cardi
man.
B and her are beefing on that. But something interesting is that Cardi B, when she broke up with Meek Mill, remember this, she went and worked with Drake. Sure. Right away. And Drake and Meek Mill had beef.
I hate the environment we've gotten to now where, like, your first knee-jerk reaction when Nicki Minaj comes out with a documentary about domestic violence is, oh, are they dropping an album? What's behind it? And you can't ever trust anyone's genuine intentions because now you think there's a marketing plan behind it.
Yep, so we'll see what happens with that. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report, but to catch highlights, you can head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday!
You guys have been heard about this, the celebrity home break-ins. They've been victim to a dozen of robberies just this year, from athletes to movie stars to singers, etc. So yesterday in South L.A., the Bling Ring Group, quote-unquote, was caught. Included two 19-year-olds, an 18-year-old, and the 18-year-old's mom. It's like usually moms are dropping off their kids at the movies, but in this situation, yo, go get me, some designer purses, some cash, and so on and so forth.
Family affair.
Yeah, they got pulled over. They saw some stuff in the car, and then they went over to their home. They got into the home. This is what they found. Over $50,000 in cash, firearms, designer purses, amongst other items. Now, how were they doing this? Brian, you've said it over and over again, bro. The crew was actually reviewing celebrities' social media posts, especially stories. They were also reviewing their touring and traveling schedules to determine the best time to hit their home. You know what I'm saying? So the group allegedly, what they would do is they would dress up in button-down shirts and dress clothes, and they would rent out luxury cars to roll up into these neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people see luxury cars in the neighborhood. No big deal.
It looks
normal.
Like just, par for the course.
Yeah.
Like they could live there. Or maybe if I see a Rolls Royce pulling into Drake's driveway and I don't recognize the dude in it, I don't assume it's someone going to burglarize the house. Mm-hmm. I assume, oh, Drake's busy. We all know he's out of town because we can see on his Instagram stories it's probably someone detailing a car of his or whatever.
Yeah, man. So that's the way they would do it. And also, they found a list of celebrities and athletes' names that were next. Now, DJ Majestic has a conspiracy theory. He thinks this is a decoy. But the people that were on this list is Viola Davis, LeBron James.
Which house?
Good luck. And Matt Damon.
Wow.
To name just a few of the people that were on their list.
That's crazy. Be wildly disappointed with Matt Damon's house. Right? Like, they're like, where's all the jewelry? And Matt Damon's just got, like, furniture from Wayfair.
Collection of, like, cars. Matchbox cars? Something like that.
Chelsea, you say there was a movie like this?
Yeah, like, it came out in 2013, but this was it was based on a true story. It was called The Bling Ring. It came out, it actually happened 10 years ago, and six kids, same thing, teens, right, that all came from wealthy families, and they burglarized like Paris Hilton's house, Orlando Bloom, Rachel Bilson, Audrina Patridge. Like, it was a huge thing, but that was what was crazy about it, is they were more just obsessed with going into these houses and sort of feeling like they were glamorous and living out these lives and having their items and stuff, but they came from wealthy families,
just throwing parties in like mansions.
Yeah.
Right. Kind of fun.
So a lot of times we speculated like, oh man, it was an insane job, maybe somebody that's working at the house, you know, tipped off people, but really they were just rolling up, studying people's schedules and social media, knock on the door, nobody would answer, break a window, jump in, and because they saw on social media where these celebrities would have all their jewelry and their, you know, high-end stuff, they knew exactly where to go, and they were out in minutes before security could show up.
I mean, on Snapchat, you can go and you can actually see people's Snapchat icons on maps wherever they are. Like, we've heard a story about people busting each other cheating by looking at the Snapchat map, which I didn't even know existed. And I have, like, my little Snapchat guy will just be chilling at the studio. You know I'm not at my apartment. Now, I don't even know if I lock the doors in my apartment because I don't have anything there. I rent a room and I have a mattress.
Absolutely, man. Definitely just take this recommendation. That's why my wife and I keep all our high-end jewelry at the store.
It's on layaway, man.
Yeah, we just don't
keep
even take it out. We don't take it out. We just let it be, man.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
I'd like to welcome Alexa into the building, along with Brian, Chelsea, and myself. Sassy Alexa, ready to answer your questions in the most polite manner ever.
Every time I start to think I'm like becoming a grown up, then you'll say it's 69 degrees and I laugh.
Don't worry, you weren't the only one.
Like a child. All right, we got some questions. The first one is from Dennis in Long Beach. I don't know how old Dennis is, but I'm assuming Dennis is one of our younger listeners, because Dennis wants to know this. Hey, Alexa, how come my teacher is so mean all the time?
Uh-huh. Your teacher is mean because they need to be.
True.
It is not their job to be your friend. It is their job to help you learn subjects in school and also how to be a responsible adult in the future.
Amen.
If you think that your teacher is too mean, it really means that they are doing their f***y job. I would never want you to think that your teacher is your pal. And in fact, I want your teacher to be meaner. Lay the law down more and whip all you kids into shape. Sorry, as much as I love to party, I love to not have annoying kids turn into actual adults.
Wow. For sure.
Oh, man.
Wow. Isn't that the parents' job?
kind of, but parents have more. Kids, you got to lay the law down as a teacher, man. Yeah. It is. It's a group effort. Takes a village, Edgar.
I think teachers are asking that themselves right now. They're like, yeah, isn't it the parents' job to teach the kids how to behave?
See, my favorite thing is when I had a substitute teacher that we had this one substitute teacher that was like the hottest. Like the hot substitute teacher?
Yeah,
that's the best thing.
Why was it your favorite?
When you're a kid.
Because he was hot.
We would like, because we all crushed on him. And everything he'd say, we'd all like giggle. Mr. McFadden, shout out.
That's a good name, too. Mr. McFadden.
I was a substitute teacher for 2 years, and I loved doing it because I would just read the lesson plan and be like, y'all, listen, let's just make a pact here. You don't mess with me, I don't mess with you. You guys keep secrets about how little we did today, yeah. And I'll keep secrets about how much of a bunch of a-holes you were.
I love the substitute teacher that would just roll in the TV console with the VCR.
Yeah.
And the DVD player. We're like, yes!
DVD? I remember back in the there's some schools still rocking VHS players, man.
The VHS players? And at some point, there were some huge-ass discs. Do you guys remember those?
I do, yeah.
Like super discs? I don't know what they were. Laser discs?
Well,
wow.
The problem is, when you go to public school, you just get all the stuff from they couldn't sell at Circuit City.
Yeah,
and they just
true.
Bolt it down to that Aww. Cart. They bolt that thing down like as if someone's going to steal the big, giant tube TV with an antenna on it and a VCR.
R.I.P. Circuit City. Yeah. Miss you and Mervyn's.
This question is from Kimberly in Pomona.
What's up, Kimberly?
And Kimberly says, hey, Alexa, what do you think about cleaning up after your dog on a walk?
Mm. The fact that you are even asking this question means that you probably don't clean up after your dog, yep. And I want to slap you right in the face.
Oh.
Nothing ruins your day with more precision and speed than stepping in some dog poop on your way to do something.
True.
It is the worst when you do it and then get in your car and get it all over the floor in your car.
Yes.
I don't even have legs. But I respect the fact that nobody wants their day screwed up by a hot pile of poop. Stop being a bioterrorist leaving doo-doo bombs all over the street.
It's a great description.
Wow.
Bioterrorist.
My dad was so serious about this growing up. Mm-hmm. I remember he would chase our neighbors down.
Legit?
Or he would yell at them. Like, because we have the way our porch is set up, you can see over the entire neighborhood. So uh-huh. He was like the neighborhood watch guy.
He's like a snitch.
I remember being poop scared snitch. When I was younger. Because like, and we have like a church parking lot across the street anyways. But
the church was across the street and he was still yell at them?
He would literally yell at them.
In front of Jesus, you let your dog poop?
I mean,
come on.
What happened?
I remember being on the way to school a couple times because we had a big farm and a yard, and our dogs would poop in our own yard because we had no neighbors. And then you'd step in it and you'd get in the car, and it'd be in the wintertime, and someone would turn that heater on the feet, and you wouldn't start to smell it until you're like halfway to school. And then by that point, it's too late. And then you got to get out, you got to just scrape it off on the side of the sidewalk. Yeah, just the edge of the grass. Someone gets into school and class, and they're like, who stepped in dog poop? And you're like, I can't get it all out, man.
You got to grab your friend's pencil to get in the crevices of your shoe.
So real.
like you're a dentist cleaning teeth.
All right. It was real, man.
There we go. Thank you for hanging out, Alexa. Appreciate it. She's gone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought she was going to do gone, her yeah. smart cups.
She doesn't have legs. She doesn't have legs.
She sold out for too long, and I cut her off.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Please call in if you've ever been cheated on. We're on a mission to eradicate cheating from SoCal. How are we going to accomplish that? But you calling in exposing those cheaters' tactics. How do they pull the fast one on you? Hit us up via text or call 877-971-HITS. All right, familia? Also, I just want to remind you, rain's coming your way this afternoon, but it's going to be absolutely gorgeous for the rest of the week. And most importantly, in the 70s and sunny tomorrow afternoon for Dodgers versus Atlanta, baby.
Oh, no.
And we got a little bet going on. Chelsea and I are a team Dodgers all the way. Brian's picking the Braves.
Kind of throw a challenge flag unless Chelsea shaves her head, too.
Hey! There's no, I mean, come on, guys. That's a bit unfair.
Yeah, because we made a bet before where it was Mexico versus Germany for the World Cup. Mm-hmm. And Brian chose Germany, and surprisingly, I chose Mexico.
Statistically, I should have won that bet.
Oh, by far, bro. By far. It was a miracle.
Ridiculous.
And you ended up getting an M shaved into the side of your head for Mexico, uh-huh. right? So now we're going to do that with LA and Atlanta, and Chelsea's in on the bet as well.
Mm-hmm.
I love your confidence in the Dodgers. You're willing to shave your head. I love that.
But still, it's just as scary to put, you know, like, we spend a lot of money to get our hair done. Like, it's, that's...
We, you mean girls.
Women, that's
yeah,
what's
yeah,
up,
yeah. Okay, cool.
So, I don't know, man. I have AMAs coming up.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like it's...
Chelsea, you don't have to worry about it. Just be confident in the Dodgers, because our boy Puig, who's a huge Dodger player, who's amazing, listen to his confidence, all right? Listen to this.
Hey, Atlanta, I see you soon, baby. And the next one, Chicago, Colorado, no matter who's going, we're going to beat it.
We're
going to the World Series again. And this time, we're going to win the World Series. 2018.
Chelsea, we're going to beat it.
All right, you guys, fine. Let's have to shave our heads then.
Well,
take it up a notch.
We stuff. I'm on the Atlanta side of this thing.
Brian, man, after hearing Puig, bro, you got to be scared now, for real.
I mean, listen, dude, I already told you why. The Dodgers, I'm putting this out there to the Dodgers. You have, let's see, tomorrow, if you let me throw out the first pitch, I'll be a Dodgers fan.
That's all you need?
The Atlanta Braves let me throw out a first pitch, and man, listen, I'm loyal. I'm loyal to the people let me throw out the first pitch of the game, so I'm laying it down for you, LA. You know how to get away out of this bet.
Do you think you'd be a good pitcher?
I've already done this once. I'm experienced.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Listen to this confidence.
Hey, Atlanta, I see you soon, baby. And the next one.
We got this, baby.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, I'm about to hear your cheating stories. How did you get cheated on, so we can all learn from it and expose those cheaters' tactics? We got Alina from Santa Ana on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Alina, how did you get cheated on, and what red flags did you miss?
So I was in a long-distance relationship. Mm. He lived in Sacramento, and he was just going out. I didn't think anything of it, mm-hmm. but come to find out, he had ran into a girl that he knew from high school, and they start sleeping around. He gets her pregnant, and then when she has a miscarriage, they get matching tattoos. But I was crazy because I wasn't okay with the whole situation.
Wait, so after that whole thing happened, they got matching tattoos, and then he still tried to stay with you?
Yes, he thought that I should be understanding that it was something that they experienced together, and that the tattoo meant something, and that I should have stuck around.
It meant that he cheated on you. That's one thing that's, like, ridiculous. Like, he made a mistake, right? He cheated on you, broke your trust, but then tries to manipulate you into feeling like you should feel bad, so now you're on the defense, as in, like, why are you so ridiculous? This is a hard situation for me, too, and we have tattoos to get through it, and you're not being supportive. It's like, yeah, because you cheated on me, man. Yeah.
Well, it's a classic guilt trip.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, it's deflecting. Right. You're deflecting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Alina, I'm trying to understand the timeline of this, right? So at what point in time do you find out that, you know, he got another woman pregnant, that the miscarriage happened, all that, during your relationship?
I find out after she has the miscarriage. And I see the tattoo, and then he tells me everything that happened. Because, you know, since he was so far away, you know, we didn't see each other too often.
What was the tattoo of?
There was a butterfly.
And you're like, why the hell do you have a butterfly tattoo?
Right, it's not really really a dude tattoo.
Yeah.
He was like a big football player with a butterfly tattoo. I was like...
There's a red flag for you.
Yeah, that visual, though. Did he explain himself and, like, why he cheated? Or, like, did he address that at all?
Like, I guess they had a thing in high school, but her mom didn't approve of him. So, like, she kind of stopped the relationship, I guess, moved her or something.
They cheated because they could. It was easy. You weren't in town. So it was like he could just tell you, like, hey, babe, I'm going to bed. And then they could go fool around and do whatever they're doing and never actually be in a relationship. And she knew she wasn't going to get caught either because you weren't around until they have the pregnancy thing.
Alina, did you end things after that?
Yeah, that was the end of that. I get it, they had history, and if they wanted to pursue that, that's on them, but just leave me out of it, you know?
You don't need to be on that part of that circus.
Yeah, so you go. The red flag I think that was missed here is just a random-ass tattoo of a butterfly on your man.
Super random
tattoo. Like, whoa, where did this come from? Did you lose a bet or what? Alina, thank you for calling in. It sounds like you're in a better place now.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And anytime a new man comes into Chelsea's life and wants to date her, we get a new love radio novela. And right about now, you'll hear the new novela called Chelsea y el Señor de los Baños.
It's Chelsea and the Man from the Bathrooms.
How did this story develop? Why is he named El Señor de los Baños? Mm-hmm. Was he the man handing out the napkins and selling chiclets?
Maybe.
Inside Mince? The bathroom?
Would you like, never know. That'd be kind of a weird one for her to be. They usually would have not a male attendant. Yeah, it would probably.
Bathroom.
Maybe the door just opened up and you guys made eye contact.
Eyes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe. I'm just saying. All right, so just a quick little recap. You guys have heard from Mr. Serendipity. That didn't work out. We've heard from Frosted Flakes. That didn't work out. Obviously, most recently, your ex, the Scottish hunk, Kieran, who flew here for a week. He's currently on layaway until he gets on the same continent as Chelsea, since he lives out in Amsterdam. Yeah. So we're moving on with your love life. Yeah. Chelsea, you have to.
I have to. You know
what I'm saying?
We got a show to do. We can't wait for this guy to fly back.
And granted, you're single by choice.
Uh-huh.
You're an independent, beautiful, strong woman, and you're single by choice. But you're open to the opportunity of love.
Yeah.
Why not? So you do have a dilemma now, and the relationship hasn't even started with El Señor de los Baños. Break it down. First of all, why are we calling him El Hombre de los Baños?
The man from the bathrooms.
So on Sunday, I was at a restaurant with some friends having a nice little dinner. And towards the end of the dinner, I went to the bathroom. And as I was coming out of the bathroom, there was a line of people. And instantly, I lock eyes with this guy. He's super cute.
There it is.
Tall, you know. And so we lock eyes and instantly he looks at me and he just gives me this like this stare and he goes, "I'm sorry, what's your name?" And I was caught off guard, you know.
Right.
Thankfully I washed my hands, but like, you know, I like and he's like, "I'm so and so. I don't know why. I just feel like I need to like talk to you and ask you for your number." And I was
nice
like, "What?"
Wow.
And so we started chatting a little bit and he's like, "Oh, you know, what are you doing here? Who are you here with? Whatever." And he goes, "This sounds really weird. I have to be transparent." He goes, "I'm actually here on a date right now." And he goes, "I'm here. I met some girl on the league." He's like, "You know, she's awesome. Like, I can tell we're just going to be friends." He's like, "But I know that you might walk out there and see that I'm on a date." And he's like, "But I really..."
"What, do you think I'm a scumbag?"
He's like, "I just don't want you. I want to be transparent because I actually really would like to take you out." And I was just confused because here's the thing. Like, I don't want to ever be... I don't know. I just feel like it's a little bit disrespectful to hit
for
on
sure it is.
Someone else when you're on a date. And so, I don't know. Like, I thought he was cute. I definitely felt that there was some sort of, like, chemistry with
vibe.
Like I did. I walked away being like, that was different, you know? And I was talking to my friends about it. And my friends are kind of mixed on like, okay, some of them are like, yeah, absolutely go. And others are like, I don't know. This is sort of like a bad,
he hit on you
taste.
While he's on a date.
Also, like,
on the flip side, he was open and upfront about it.
True. Right? Yes.
But then there is that whole like, got to have your girl's back kind of situation, you know? Like, definitely at this point, this guy's checked out of this date for sure. Because now he's thinking about you, which you can't help. But also, in your mind, you're like, would I want that to happen to me?
Exactly.
Like, the guy goes to the bathroom, and then he comes back, and I'm like, who is back there?
Yeah. Ah, and also,
names!
Does he do this a lot? Like, you know, it just opened up a bunch of questions that I had, you know, so.
If you start dating him, will you have to walk him to the bathroom?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously. So where my dilemma comes in is that, you know, the past few days, he's been very persistent and, you know, texting me really sweet things and trying to make plans. And I've kind of, I don't know, I'm unsure. And I think, and finally I did agree to potentially go out with him tonight.
Okay, tonight.
I don't know if it's a good idea, and I think that that's kind of where I'm struggling. It's like, have I already been given a red flag that this guy asked me out when he was already on a date, or you know, he was up front? And in the text message he's been sending me this week, he's saying, he goes, because I didn't kind of respond for a couple of days because I'm a brat and was just kind of unsure of the situation. And he texts me a long thing being like, "Look, I know it was not, the way we met wasn't kind of ideal." He goes, "I was on a date." He's like, "But like the highlight of my night was meeting you, and I really want to take you out. And I think that I love to explore more like what that chemistry was that I felt." So I kind of agreed to it, but I kind of wanted to ask you guys what you think.
I say only go in a place like a park that has no bathroom. Like, he's gonna have to go behind a tree
or just a place that has a porta potty. You definitely won't hit on anybody.
One person
there.
Only.
So no, look, legit question here, right? He's cute. You felt the chemistry. On one side, he was very upfront about the fact that, hey, I'm on a first date. I'm going to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
You got to appreciate honesty.
Yeah, of course.
But on the other side, I'm kind of like, no, man, eliminate the date because a guy will say anything to hang out with a beautiful girl like you. But ultimately, what are your thoughts? What should Chelsea do? The date is planned for tonight. Chelsea y el señor de los baños.
The man of the bathroom.
Date or eliminate? That's the question. Or better put, flush him or float him?
That's so gross.
See, that's pretty disgusting to me.
Flush him or float him an opportunity?
I don't know that I want to compare my love life to...
like a floaty?
Yeah.
Well, it started at the bathroom. What do you expect?
Okay.
877-971-HITS. Call or text 877-971-HITS. If you're in Chelsea's situation, would you go through with this date or eliminate it? Help a girl out. We'll continue with Chelsea y el señor de los baños.
Chelsea and the man, or should I say, the float, flush him or float him from the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, it's too much.
So what are our techs saying, Brian?
Right now, most people are saying go for it, but I think it's because they are all about that drama.
They want a good story tomorrow.
They want to know what's going to happen tomorrow at the same time. Yeah, yeah.
We got one from the 562. Hey, Chelsea, I'm a married woman living vicariously through your single life. Go for it. Aww. You have nothing to lose. He's not married. She's not married.
Okay.
From 714, I will say this. That's how my grandparents met. My grandpa was engaged and broke it off after meeting my grandma at a bar by the bathrooms of all places.
Those bathrooms are coming through.
We got a couple naysayers bringing up some pretty good points.
Okay, what's that?
From the 310, how does she even know it was a first date? Ooh. It could have been his girlfriend.
Dun, dun, dun.
And how does she know he's not going to meet another girl in the bathroom? I say flush him. He's a dog.
Flush him.
Really? Edgar, do we need that?
It's pretty good sound effects.
Our listener texted it in. I'm just backing her up.
From the 562, I think she should not go through with the date. Okay. If he did that to a previous date, that makes it that makes it sure that she probably will get the same thing done to her.
I mean, that's in the back of my mind for sure.
But at least he was honest. That's also in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Let's go to our phone lines. Jessica from Santa Ana, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. Should Chelsea flush him or float him? What are your thoughts?
Oh, totally date him. She should totally date him. I met my husband. I was on a first date.
Oh, so you were the one who did it.
I was on a date.
No way.
I was on a date, yes. And I saw him, and just like Chelsea said, I don't know. I felt something. I felt chemistry right when I saw him.
Okay.
And we looked at each other. We kind of locked eyes, and we walked outside. I walked outside really quick. We got numbers. You know, we exchanged phone numbers. And I don't know. I felt something, and we've been married 10 years.
Wow.
We have three kids.
Oh, my gosh.
And yes. Yes, so it can happen for you.
Okay, I'd love to hear that.
You could be married with kids very soon, just like Jessica from Santa Ana.
Wow. Bathroom guy. Awesome. What a story.
I've never looked back. Yes, I'm excited for you.
Oh, Jessica, thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations on your beautiful marriage and family, all right? Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, most of the people are saying, Chelsea, you got to go for this date. You have nothing to lose and a great guy to gain, except for, of course...
Line one.
Brian from Paris. Your number one fan, Chelsea.
Oh, Brian
from Paris, my man.
Brian, do you think Chelsea should go on this date or eliminate, flush him or float him, bro?
She needs to flush him because he just did the Rico Suave move on her.
Okay.
And it's like, he's very transparent. He's letting you know that he's a pimp by blood, not relation. Like,
that's amazing.
Really? Yeah. So you don't think he's being genuine at all?
He's genuine, but you need to let go because as much as I love giving you advice and not taking your advice, you cannot date this guy. Like, literally, you cannot. Well, you're better off with the surfer.
You're better off with the
flakes.
Surfer.
Oh, man.
All right, Brian. Well, thank you for coming in so strong on that, bro.
I mean, that is a pretty good point.
I gotta be honest.
Because he is being transparent, and we're, like, applauding him, like, hey, but we're assuming it's all positive, like, love. Mm-hmm. But really, this guy could be just being transparent with you, like, he's trying to get around. Like, I don't even mind leaving this chick at the table. I'll fire at you. I'll fire at the waitress. I'll fire at whoever.
Once again.
I was going to say that, too. Damn, Brian, you're good. I was going to say that, too. Great, my things alike.
Thank you, Brian.
Once again, man, guys are known for saying whatever it takes to hang out with a beautiful girl like Chelsea.
Well, that's so sad to me. Gosh.
That's the reality, though, unfortunately, Chelsea. That's what you get for being so beautiful and talented.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. That's very nice of you.
Take it. Brian, appreciate you calling in, bro. Are you a pimp by blood or by relation?
Hey, it's by blood. You know that. Brian should know that as well.
Yeah, man, we know it.
He's a pimp, so he's calling out the pimps.
Uh-huh. I'm sure your wife is so excited to hear that this morning. Thank you, Brian.
No, hey, I hung up my shirt a long time ago. You took it.
Your pimp shirt? It's retired in the Raptors.
That's right, dude.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Later, bro.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
There it is.
It worked out for Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I mean, that's
all right, Chelsea.
Complicated story.
You've heard our listeners.
Yeah.
Majority are saying date them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them float. Give them that opportunity. Well, ultimately, it's your life. It's your love life, Chelsea.
Just let them float around.
What are you going to do? This guy asked you out on a date while he was on his first date. He was open about it. He said, I'm not digging this chick. I met her on a dating app, but I'm definitely digging you. You felt chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go on this date tonight or not?
Well, I think the majority of the people are saying I should go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to go.
Yay!
I'm going to go, right?
She's going to go tonight.
I trust our listeners.
On a date con el señor de los baños.
But wait, can we not say float? Can we stop saying float?
No. Float's fine.
Okay, do you want to flush him or let him mellow? Doesn't have the same ring. Doesn't have the same
Let him mellow or let him yellow?
Oh,
boy. You're
going to
let him yellow?
Can we not?
All right.
You can continue.
Make sure you tune in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What's in Spanish? Make sure you tune in tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
On 97.1 Amp Radio.
On 97.1 Amp Radio.
What will happen with Chelsea y el señor de los baños?
Chelsea and the man from the bathroom.
Tune in 8:05 in the morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So it's only 7 months until Coachella 2019. So clearly rumors about who's headlining is a hot topic,
mm-hmm.
whether you like it or not, Bri.
I don't not like it. I'm just blown away that 7 months, like people are already making their travel plans, booking.
Oh, yeah. People bought their tickets in June. Are
Palm
you kidding me?
Springs. It's
you know
wild.
What it sounds like? It's even like a bigger deal than who's going to perform at the Super Bowl now.
Oh, yeah. It's,
you know?
It's massive. I mean,
who cares
it's
about the Super
festival.
Bowl? Let's talk about Coachella.
Well, so last year, obviously, Beyonce slayed with an epic headlining show, took us all to church. And the year before, it was Lady Gaga. And now this year, drum roll, Ryan. There you go. The rumor is Justin Timberlake may be headlining. So according to informed sources, Justin Timberlake will headline Saturday night, and Friday it will be Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino.
Nice. This is America.
And Kanye West will headline.
I miss the old Kanye.
Sunday night.
Well, if he makes it that far without some sort of meltdown that keeps him from being able to perform.
So obviously, nothing's confirmed yet, but you know, just sit on it. And who's listening, hit us up on social media and let us know who you want to headline, because I'm pretty happy with this one, though. I wanted Drake to be one, and Rihanna, but that's kind of a long shot because she hasn't released music in a while.
Yeah, I think Timberlake's like ho-hum to me. I mean, he did the Super Bowl. How many more times do we got to slap NSYNC in the face without another with a reunion potential and not being a reunion show?
Maybe he'll bring them along this time.
Maybe.
He's not gonna. He's never gonna.
You don't think so?
No.
Wrong.
He left NSYNC in the dust, he's never looking back.
But he got a lot of backlash after Super Bowl that he didn't bring them along. So maybe this time around, he's like, okay.
Chelsea, are there any like awesome female artists that are being rumored?
I mean, I feel like Cardi for sure will be there.
Yeah.
I don't know what that looks like exactly, but I'm sure she'll perform. I don't know if she'll headline, but this is what's being said right now. That could obviously change. Like I said, it's not confirmed, but that's what's going on. Maybe Ari? I can see Ari going there.
Ariana Grande?
I thought Taylor Swift, but I think Taylor Swift's a little too mainstream. Yeah. I guess everyone's kind of mainstream here, but
Coachella,
we'll
just want to have like the biggest. That's the only reason I think Timberlake. It's like I know he's a monster. Mm-hmm. I know he's like an icon. I know he's great, but lately, I don't know. I feel like Coachella's always the ones where like their performances, like Beyonce was like an iconic performance.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah, bro. Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a powerful message having those artists that are doing it right now out there. You know, having messages and having it be a platform. Justin Timberlake to me just kind of like is kind of.
On the female tip, the only one who can follow up Beyonce is Rihanna.
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean,
you know,
she'd be incredible.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So speaking of Kanye, Kanye obviously has had kind of a rough week. He had backlash over his SNL rant and also his TMZ Live interview. And it's still not looking good for him because according to ESPN, Kanye's newly designed Yeezy basketball sneakers will likely be banned from the NBA.
Oof.
So they're supposed to roll them out during the 2018-2019 season. But the NBA has issued that they have too much reflective tape on the shoe. and they also think the heel is too shiny and that it will be distracting for the audience in the arena. And
does it have lights every time the basketball player steps?
Like LA Gear?
I know, right?
Light ups? That'd be amazing.
The little kids ones? Does it have wheels at the bottom?
Yeah, Heelys. Man, that guy's fast.
How did he get to the side of the court?
He's got wheels.
Literally.
So poor Kanye. Also, you guys, it's October 3rd. Oh. And you know what that means?
What does that mean?
It's Mean Girls Day.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Yeah,
and it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So, and also, there's a quote in Mean Girls where she says, "It's October 3rd when he asked me for, I think he asked me for my number, my name, or something.
Like your best day or something, favorite day, October 3rd.
So that's, that is officially Mean Girls Day, which basically just means that diehard fans are wearing pink today to honor the iconic movie. And I was going to wear pink, but then I didn't.
Tamara's rocking pink this morning, so she's looking good.
Yes,
now we all know. She's trying to get her headphones on right now.
Come on,
we
girl.
Probably could have given you a heads up on this whole thing, but we forgot.
Tamara, you're confirmed. You're wearing pink. Thank you.
Yes, I am.
Oh, there we go.
Did you do it for Mean Girls Day?
Of course.
You did? Okay.
That's my favorite movie.
By the way, you to get some context, we're in the studio, and then Tamara's in another studio in a different room, so that's why we're like, Tamara over there.
That it like we see her through a window, like a fish tank, but to get to that, you have to walk all the way around the building. So
Real convenient.
All right, you guys, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report, but to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
Thank you, Chelsea. Coming up at 9 a.m. sharp and every hour after through 5 p.m., your chance to win We Can't Survive 2018 tickets.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
97.1 Amp Radio, home commercial-free Mondays. Lisa from Torrance, good morning.
Good morning.
Lisa, you're calling 9. You won the tickets to our We Can't Survive 2018.
That is so great. I'm a two-time breast cancer survivor.
Wow.
I have an 8-year-old boy, and he's been with me for each journey and every day, and this is going to be his first concert, and I'm super excited.
Oh, my gosh.
And maybe you guys can make it so my husband can go with us, too.
Yeah, we'll definitely figure that out for you, okay?
Yeah, but sure, we can't leave him out.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can sit out in front of the Hollywood Bowl and wait for you guys.
Listen, you don't have to actually go into the Hollywood Bowl to hear the artist perform. So, no, I'm just kidding. Lisa, thank you so much for sharing your story. Two-time survivor, man. What a warrior you are.
Yeah.
And, man, blessings to you and your family. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you're going to be able to be a part of this We Can't Survive 2018.
I'm so excited.
And with
you guys,
your son,
so much.
And your husband, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Hang tight, Lisa. Don't go anywhere. Wow. That's amazing right there, man. Mm-hmm. You keep hearing more and more stories like this, and it's unfortunate, man. If you stop for a second and think, do I know somebody that's battling cancer right now?
Mm-hmm.
And you can immediately think of somebody, you know, or is going through chemo right now. And it's unfortunate and it's sad, but it's true. And, that's why we do We Can't Survive 2018 in support of young women battling cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And beyond that, just know this, that's why we're doing We Can't Survive. So make sure you buy your tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It is for a great cause at WeCan'tSurvive.com. And speaking of this, Familia, Brian, your brother's unfortunately right now also battling colon cancer. And you brought it up to us, and we want to bring it up to you, our listener, because I bet a lot of people are going through this challenge that you are is... How can you be the best possible support system for that person that's battling cancer right now?
Well, with my brother, he's in round two, just finished round two of 12 rounds of chemo for colon cancer. And he's being a soldier about it. He's documenting it. He wants to promote, you know, awareness for colon cancer. And I think that the issue I've run into in the past couple weeks, and I didn't know this was going to be an issue for me, was being a supportive brother while also not being like the big brother who has all the answers. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people, I hope other people have run into this and have advice for me, but it's being that loving support system who's like, you can do it, bro, but also not feeling like I have to tell him how to fix everything.
Yeah.
Or how to live his life now.
Exactly, because I've always been that brother, like, come to me for advice. I have advice for you. I've never gone through chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a weird feeling where you feel helpless and you want to help, but then sometimes you feel like you're coming off kind of judgy or... How do I say it? Like critical of him when he's at his lowest, you know? So I'm really struggling with this balance of being supportive and not being judgy.
Well, also, it's like you want to be positive, but like also they have a right to be upset.
Of course.
And they have a right to have bad days. And so it's kind of being that support person that you're not like, you know, when you want to be positive, maybe you just need to sit there and listen and let them be negative,
you know,
because sometimes you're feeling that way, you know?
So easy to say and so much different to go through.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. And I think we can all think of moments where somebody that we love is battling through something like cancer or going through chemotherapy. I know my mom right now is battling a bone marrow disorder, and there's times where you're like, oh, come on, mom, it's okay, it's gonna be great, let's keep having faith. And although they have a good attitude about it, there are times where they're down. And I know right now we've been on top of her in regards to like, all right, we're gonna change up your diet and this and that, and it's almost like we're always looking at every action she's taking and we're forgetting just to be her sons,
right?
And just enjoying her as our mom. And like talking about other things other than, you know, the health challenge that she's going through right now, you know, but we would love to hear from you. What advice do you have for people like Brian that a family member or somebody that they love is battling cancer, is going through chemo? How can you be the best possible support system without being too overbearing?
Right.
Like, and creating friction between each other.
I don't have the answers, and I feel like sometimes you have to have them, but then you don't. And I've never gone through it. So if anyone out there has come through it and gone on the other side of that situation and has any advice or how to feel or maybe things that are I should expect or things that they've gone through, please let me know.
Yeah, our number is 877-971-HITS. That's 877-971-4487. We would love to hear from you via call or text. Cynthia from Huntington Beach, good morning.
Good morning. How are
you? We're doing great. Thank you for calling in and giving Brian advice and just anybody who's listening right now that wants to be a better support system for somebody that's battling cancer.
I can tell you how to do it. I've had it 3 times. I'm on my 4th bout. Now I have recurring metastatic breast cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in my bones. It's in my blood. It's in my brain. And you know what, frankly, I could give a
tell it.
I love your attitude.
It's about the loving and the living and the joy. We cannot live in a place of grief and sympathy because it does not assist those who are dying and who are sick. We must remind them that it is about living in the moment. It is about living today. Is it about enjoying this life? Because from the moment we're born, we're all doomed to die.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think so there's nothing more certain than your birth date and then your death date. I mean,
absolutely.
We all know that.
And everything in between, it's up to you how you handle everything in between. And it must be done with love. People who are sympathetic to those who are grieving and to those who are sick and worried about their own life, it does not assist them in their process. We have to be joyful, keep it positive, because that way you can go forward.
I think what I'm struggling with lately is like this is such a new thing for us. Where my brother and I have always had this relationship where I've always been big brother, I've got the answers, I've got, I can fix things, like you're going to be like, hey man, we're going to be good. And I think like I'm trying to learn how to let him have those moments where the chemotherapy makes him feel terrible. And it's like just being more support and realizing and being okay with the fact that I don't have any answers. I've never gone through that and just listening, I guess.
Right. Yeah, just to be loving and be supportive and be inspirational. Share movies, share books, share ideas, share thoughts.
Cynthia, we just want to thank you for being so inspirational to us and to everybody that's listening right now and using your platform and your experiences to inspire and motivate others. So we want to thank you so much for coming through.
I love you all so much, and I want for you all to have all the beauty and grace and mercy. I wake up and I'm so joyful and happy every moment. I am not depressed or unhappy. I don't care when I go. It doesn't matter. All I care about is now and today.
And enjoying it. Cynthia.
Such a beautiful soul. Thank you for calling in today.
God
thank
bless you. You all. You take care. My name is Cynthia Wellington. You all take care.
Thank you, Cynthia. God bless. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, you too.
Aaron from Compton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. Love your vibe. What is your advice for people like Brian that are trying to be the best possible support system for somebody that they love that's battling cancer?
Okay. First off, I'm an emotional crier, so sorry if I'm crying. I just want to say stay positive for the person. You have to stay strong. You have to stay strong for that person. When my mother, when we first found out this January, she was already at stage 4 for ovarian cancer. So I had to go through, well, me and my sisters, we had to go through the whole, you know, transition of, okay, what's the next step? What we got to do? Trying to find answers. What is it that, you know, like you said earlier, you know, how can we change your diet? Every day when I go visit my mom, I have to pretend like nothing's wrong with my mom. Mm-hmm. Because so that my mom can have that attitude like, okay, I'm just here, I'm just doing my thing, and we're going to live day by day. Matter of fact, I saw her yesterday, and she was, her hair is starting to grow back, and she's like, really? Everybody's been saying the same thing. So
what's your mom's name, Aaron?
My mom's name is Denise Newman.
Well, we'll be praying for your mom, Denise, and I'm glad that she's surrounded by amazing daughters like yourself, Aaron, that are definitely doing everything to go above and beyond, be supportive, be joyful, and be living in the present. That's what we just heard from our previous listener, too.
Exactly.
You know, live in the present and enjoy the present.
Yeah, making them feel like they're not alone. I think that's the biggest thing. My mom actually was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and that was one thing she said was, I know I have you guys, but I still feel alone. Like, you never think it's going to happen to you. So props to you for being such amazing daughters.
Thank you. And can I give a quick shout out to some few people real quick?
Of course, go for it.
All right, I just want to give a shout out to my mom. I love you. All my sisters, I love you. My fiance Reggie, I love you. Can't wait to get married in February. And most especially to my two beautiful kids, Kaylani and Milani. I love you guys. And whoever's out there fighting, just keep stay positive. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We appreciate the love and your beautiful words. And stay on the line. We'll give you our address so we can get an invite to your wedding. All right? Hold on.
Hey, now.
Hey. Thank you so much. And I think that's also part of it, right, is building that community of people that are going through the same situation and being like, hey, we're not alone. We can help each other out. What are our texts saying, Brian?
We got a lot of great texts. Thank you guys for the support on the text line. I mean, I as a person who's going through this for the first time alongside of my brother, I think I'm learning that I don't have to have the answers. I don't. Mm-hmm. Just being supportive, being positive. We grew up in kind of a tough love, like brother situation. It was like, walk it off. And sometimes you just got to understand that empathy is what you need to have. Mm-hmm. Great text from the 213. Hi, Brian. My husband was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer at age 27. They're going through a hell of a battle, like you guys, and like you guys said right now, there are good days and there are bad days. I found that I just need to hear him out sometimes when he's at his worst. Talk to him, let him express how he feels and express the way his body feels during the treatments and things. Your brother and you will be in my thoughts and prayers. Hashtag cancer warriors.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Well, thank you so much for all of you that called in, that texted in. Blessings and prayers are with you that are battling through cancer right now.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, Dopest Moment Award goes out to Brian from Paris. He's a recurring caller on our show, always giving the most honest advice for Chelsea's love life. And you love him too, right,
yeah,
Chelsea?
Yeah, he's great. There's no hope for my love life, according to him, though. Like, there really isn't.
He brings it strong with the advice and the perspective that you rarely use.
So, anytime Chelsea meets a new guy that's trying to go on a date with her, we basically create a new telenovela. And new guy giving her life this weekend, and now this novela is called Chelsea y el Señor de los Baños.
It's Chelsea and the Man from the Bathroom.
Sounds so bad.
She's like, is the struggle that real, Chelsea? You're
really
just
does.
Going into men's bathrooms right now? Hey, anybody want to date me or what?
Just leave so many questionable open-ended tales.
So let me give you a little bit of context, right? Because Chelsea is single by choice. She's an amazing, beautiful, talented, smart woman. So just want to make that clear. But basically, this Sunday, she was hanging out at a restaurant bar situation, and she was walking out of the bathroom when she made eye contact with a man, El Señor de los Baños, who was waiting to use the men's restroom. Uh-huh. He was so brave and courageous enough to go up to her and basically tell, yo, I'm interested in you.
I'm on a date, but I'm interested in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little twist right there. He was on a date with a girl for the first time, so first date, but he was open and honest about it, and Chelsea appreciated that.
Yeah. He said to me, he goes, look, like, I don't know what it is. I just feel like I need to ask you for your number, but I have to be transparent. I am on a first date because you're probably going to walk out there and see that I'm sitting across from a girl. Yes, it's a date, but I'm not into her, and I'm basically into you.
He just didn't want to blow up his spot when you came out.
Exactly. Whether he was telling the truth or not, we don't know.
Also, if he was on his way out of the restaurant, like, with the girl, he wouldn't have said that. I got to go with my friend.
But he seemed really genuine, and he's been, you know, hitting me up on text all week. So.
And you felt the chemistry. Mm-hmm. Long story short, Chelsea decided that she's going to go on a date with him tonight, even though Brian from Paris called in and said this. Yeah. Brian, do you think Chelsea should go on this date or eliminate, flush him or float him, bro?
She needs to flush him because he just did the Rico Suave move on her.
Okay.
And it's like, he's very transparent. He's letting you know that he's a pimp by blood, not relation.
That's amazing.
Really? Yeah. So you don't think he's being genuine at all?
He's genuine, but you need to let go, because as much as I love giving you advice and not taking your advice, you're better off with the surfer.
Frosted Flakes.
Oh, man.
All right, Brian. Well, thank you for coming in so strong on that. Appreciate you calling in, bro. Are you a pimp by blood or by relation?
Hey, it's by blood. You know that. Brian should know that as well.
Yeah, no, we know it.
I'm sure your wife is so excited to hear that this morning. Thank you, Brian.
No, hey, I hung up my shirt a long time ago. You tripping?
Your pimp shirt? It's retired in the Raptors.
That's right, dude.
And I'm a pimp by blood, not relation, huh?
So good. Brian from Paris. Dopest moment right there.
One thing I know for sure is that if this date doesn't go well, Brian is going to be calling up tomorrow and saying, told you so.
Brian doesn't sound like he's that guy that would call in just to say, I told you so.
Yeah, right. I mean, he seems so, like, not wanting to gloat about him being right.
Exactly. So tune in tomorrow at 8:05 in the morning to find out what happens in Chelsea's radio novela, Chelsea y el Señor de los Baños.
Chelsea and the man from the bathroom.
Yes, Ortiz coming up next. And at 10 a.m., another chance for you to win We Can't Survive 2018 concert tickets. Stay tuned. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Not even Brian from Paris, Chelsea. No. You got this.
All right.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.